North by Northeast, stories that mattered in Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
The City of Commerce is holding its municipal election this Saturday. The ballot includes 10 propositions. That's kind of a lot for a city election. So KETR invited former Commerce Council member Jason Cunningham to explain these ballot measures. Cunningham is the owner of Commerce-based Benson Brothers Towing and lived in Commerce for many years before moving to his current home in Hopkins County. Full disclosure, Cunningham is not an impartial observer of Commerce politics. When I spoke with Cunningham, it was obvious that he favored all 10 propositions. KETR does not endorse or oppose candidates or ballot initiatives, but Cunningham does a pretty good job of translating legalese into English, so I decided that his descriptions of the propositions would be useful even to those listeners who end up voting against the ballot measures. When it comes to elections, KETR's wish list has only one item. We do hope that all registered voters participate in Saturday's elections, wherever you might live. So, on to the propositions.
Well, the proposition one is talking about the municipal court. Of course, the municipal court has always been established in Commerce. This is not establishing a new court. The only change to that is that it says that the judge serves solely at the pleasure of the city council.
Again, this is not creating a new court, just placing the existing municipal court squarely under the authority of the city council. Cunningham said that in the past there had been ambiguity about whether the court served under the council or the city manager. Proposition 1 says city council. Proposition 2 makes mayoral and city council member terms 3 years instead of 2. That's the only proposed change from the current schedule, 3-year terms, not 2. Proposition 3 deals with qualifications for city council.
This stipulates clearly that you cannot be convicted of a felony. It says that you have to have your residency has to be proven. As of right now, you go in and file it with the city secretary, but you don't have to prove anything. Well, now you've got to be able to prove that you live there. You have to be able to prove that you've been registered to vote. You have to prove that your taxes are paid. When you show that you have to live here, and one of the things we put in there is at least 12 months from the deadline filing for office.
Proposition 4 staggers the election years for council members. There would be a 3-year cycle. Year 1, 2 council places on the ballot. Year 2, the other 2 council places. Year 3, the mayor, then starting over again. Proposition 5, authorizing the council to remove a council member who is disqualified from office, either by moving out of town or because of having legal trouble.
This thing handles everything from misconduct to malfeasance, incompetence, to violation of the charter, to violation of any law that comes into play. If you violate those things, you're no longer qualified to be on the city council, then there's a removal action that's in place. We currently don't have one.
The measure also says that a petition of 25 Commerce residents could also remove a disqualified council member if the council itself, for whatever reason, doesn't act. Propositions 6 and 7 relate to the council as a whole having the authority to authorize an investigation of a city department. The current system allows a single council member to authorize an investigation. Prop 8 gives the city manager the authority to hire and fire department heads without the prior approval of the council. Proposition 9 would prohibit the city council from direct management of city staff, who would be under the sole supervision of the city manager. And Prop 10 would put the city secretary under the supervision of the city manager, not the city council. And yes, we know that ballot measures don't translate real well into radio. That's why you can find a transcript of this story, along with a sample ballot, online at KETR.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.